In a culture rushing through Christmas on empty, what if you remembered that the very breath that formed Adam now lives in you, and that the eternal life of Jesus is meant to shine through you today, not someday in the future? Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. Hey, I hope you're having a great day today. I know it's December, you know it's December, and Christmas is coming so incredibly fast. And so this is going to be an exciting time to share Jesus with those around us and to really tell them the good news that Jesus Christ is Lord. He's the risen Savior. He came in the form of a baby, and he died on that cross as a man and as fully God, paying the price for all of our sins and giving us newness of life. If you're enjoying these daily devotions, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, comment, and place in that Washington Defender app so that we can change hearts and in turn change the public square. We are in a series called Justified, Abundance of Grace, and we're going to work our way down to Romans chapter 5, verse 17. But let's start in verse 12 just to get a little bit of context. So if you're sitting on the couch having a cup of coffee, open up your Bibles to Romans chapter 5, verse 12. If you're driving, keep your eyes on the road. Therefore, just as through one man sin entered into the world, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men, because all have sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam until Moses, even over those who had not sinned in the likeness of the offense of Adam, who is a type of him who was to come. But the free gift is not like the transgression. For if by the transgression of the one many died, much more did the grace of God and the gift of the grace of God of the one man, Jesus Christ, abound to the many. The gift is not like that which came through the one who sinned. For on the one hand, the judgment arose from one transgression, resulting in condemnation. But on the other hand, the free gift arose from many transgressions, resulting in justification. Now here's our verse for the day. For if by the transgression of the one, death reigned through the one, much more those who receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one Lord Jesus Christ. So I want you to think about that last verse. We're going to break it down here in just a few moments. But as we go into this Christmas season, thinking about how do I share the gospel message with my family members, with my coworkers, with those around us? I believe that the time is so incredibly short, and we need to be about the gospel message, about God's business, and doing what's best for our neighbor, and that's sharing about the love of Jesus Christ. So I want to go back to the original creation, and it says this in Genesis 2:7. Then the Lord God formed man of dust from the ground, and he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. Now think about this for a moment. Jesus breathed into the nostrils of Adam the breath of life. Jesus Christ breathed in the nostrils of Adam the breath of life. You say, wait. It was God the Father who did that. Well, it can. I mean, we believe in the Trinity. God is one. We also know in John chapter 1, it says all things that were created by him, and nothing that was created, you know, didn't come through his hands. So go read John chapter 1 really slow, and you're going to see that the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit were all there working together. So when we are originally created, we were created to experience life and not death. Unfortunately, Adam, who had the commandment of God prior to the fall of man, disobeyed God. He said, I'm going to do it my own way. And sin spread to every single individual. Now you're like, this is so elementary, Brian. We know this. I know, but do we really know it? Do we really understand and comprehend that Jesus Christ is Lord? When we're living in a woke time and season in our life where we think everyone's good, everyone's great, everyone has good intentions, we forget that sin has spread to all of humanity and that sin has corrupted each and every single one of us, our motives, our heart's desires, everything inside of us. But we weren't created that way. We were created for life. Let's look at something out of Job 33, verse 4. The Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty gives me life. Now, Job here is after the fall, and yet he recognizes that the Spirit of God made him, and the breath of Almighty God gives him life. Did you see that breath of life? The breath giving life? See, Jesus Christ has breathed his breath into your soul. He has looked down and he says, I want Brian, or I want Paul, or I want Susie, or I want Jill, or I want, and he's breathed into you. Now, by grace through faith, you receive that gift. He wishes that none should perish, but all should come to repentance. And we know it's not a base of a work of our own or these kind of things. It's all based upon his grace through faith. So it says this in John chapter 1, all things came into being through him, Jesus. And apart from him, Jesus, nothing came into being that has been come into being. In him was life, and the life was the light of man. So we oftentimes think of Jesus Christ being in our soul or in our heart, transforming the spirit from a child of the devil to the child of God, that we are justified through his blood, and that our payment of sin has been dealt with. But we forget that when that transformation happens, just as Jesus breathed life into Adam, Jesus takes that dead spots of our life, the death, the child of the devil, and he breathes life, and he says, no, this is a brand new creation. As you go into your workplace today, are you going to be thinking about that you're not walking in as a fallen sinner trying to cling on to the living God, but you're walking in as a redeemed, justified saint, understanding that Jesus has breathed life into your soul? That is so powerful today. If you can grab a hold of that, just 1 ounce of that, if I could grab a hold of it, just 1 ounce of it, it would change how I respond, that I have the breath of life living inside of me. We talk about eternal life often, but we forget that eternal life is here today for us. And then when that life is infiltrating and affecting our entire being, we become the light of all men. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. When is this? It's now. Eternal life starts now. I believe that we may be entering into a season or a time where great persecution is going to come upon the church. And the question is, are we going to walk in that eternal life now, or somehow try to call our flesh out of death? And I just want you to hear this. Jesus has already called your flesh out of death. He says, no, you have been redeemed. You are justified. You are bought. You are brand new. And today's that day that you can walk in those things today. That eternal life is dwelling inside of you. Therefore, we do not lose heart, but though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day. You have a renewal happening today. The breath of God, the life of God is shining in you and through you, and God is wanting to use you today. He's renewing you today. So have hope. Don't be discouraged. Walk in the newness of life that God has for you. And this life will produce a light in you like never before. Jesus says, you are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden, nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light, which is the life of Christ, shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify the Father who is in heaven. So let's go back to our verse. For if by the transgression of the one, death reigned through the one. So Adam sins. And death reigns through Adam. Look at this. I love this. How much more those who receive the abundance of grace. Have you received the abundance of grace today? And the gift of righteousness will reign in life through one, Jesus Christ. So much more than we could ever imagine, much more than the transgression of the death, we received abundant grace. God has poured his grace upon you, and he's done that by breathing life into your mortal body. He's actually breathed immortal, eternal life into you. And this is a gift of God. It's received the gift of righteousness. And we will reign in life through the one Lord Jesus Christ. Now, when you think about reins, think about horses. Horse, when you rein in a horse, you pull on those reins, you guide and direct. God's life is directing your life in Christ Jesus, through the one Jesus Christ. Now, in all the hecticness of December, I want to encourage you. Don't be afraid to allow life to flow through you. The main thing is the main thing, Jesus. It's not about the gifts, the tree, the desserts, the this or that. And I'm going to be as busy as anyone else, just like you are. But the main thing is Jesus Christ. Let that transform you today. So your application, God has breathed life into your soul. When you walk into that workplace, and maybe you're just trying to make it through this next couple of weeks just to get to Christmas, know that you have the breath of life inside of you. That life then shines a light out of your soul. It's Jesus shining through you. Jesus wants to shine through you so that others may glorify God. Will you allow life to reign in you today and Jesus to shine through you today? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for what you want to do today in our hearts and in our minds, to change us, to transform us, to shape us, to mold us. God, as we go through this Christmas season, let our hope be on Jesus Christ. Let us light up our world around us with the life that you have breathed into us. God, let people experience eternal life now, that they will understand that this life begins right now, that we are so much more than a piece of meat. We are not just mechanical machines. We are eternal machines, eternal beings in your presence, God. So Lord, let that life and that light shine through us. Reign in us, O Lord. We give you this day. Change and transform Washington State. God, I pray that you will change and transform Bob Ferguson's heart, that you'll change and transform the House and the Senate, God, to a place that recognizes you and glorifies you with their policies. Let the heart change in such a way that they have a new understanding of what a biblical worldview is. God, you are so good to us. And the persecution may come. Let us be bold and stand courageous in this time, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.